Welcome back, everybody, to the Traverse Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Rena, we're fam, we read comics.
We're siblings.
Siblings.
We read comics.
Yeah.
Serena's on early.
Yeah.
Because normally she comes on...
Is it October already?
Yeah. Normally you're only here for the scary books.
Yeah. I know, I was like...
You just wanted to
August
come on.
August 1st, spooky season. Let's go.
Yeah. As soon as the pumpkin spice hits the shelves at Starbucks.
Literally.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
I'm like, when should I start decorating?
Oh my God, yeah. Sophie's already trying to decorate.
your house is already decorated.
Pretty much. I mean, there's a couple like skeleton things that have just been around. But yeah. How you doing, Serena?
We're good. I'm ready. I'm excited. Ready?
All right.
We got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is The Conjuring, The Lover from DC Horror. We got Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. Nathan, the new Predator movie, Predator Badlands.
Yeah.
It's getting a prequel one-shot comic. Oh,
cool.
Yeah, coming November 12th. Written by Ethan Sachs and drawn by Juan Ferreira.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's a good stack.
Yeah, I thought that was
people.
Interesting. So,
yeah.
Because it's set in the future or whatever, kind of. Because mostly Predator stuff's been like modern day.
Yeah. So, I think so.
That's neato. We'll see how that goes.
That'll be cool. There's going to be like a TMNT comic. That's like it's almost like a Spider-Verse. Turtleverse, where all of the TMNT TV show versions are meeting each other, but in a comic.
Okay, cool.
So it's going to include the 2003 TV show of Ninja Turtles versus the 2012 show versus Mirage Comics Turtles, which is like the just comic book ones, I guess.
The black and white ones.
Yeah. And the rise of the TMNT Turtles.
Oh, they're going to fuck shit up.
Are they good? I don't know.
They're the best.
I don't know. I haven't watched any TMNT.
It's like anime, like... animation, like really? That shit's like crazy. That's really cool. Do we know the team on it or
no?
Okay, that's cool.
We probably do.
Do you know when it comes out?
That's gonna be actually Paul Aller, Ben Bishop, Luis Antonio Delgado. So I don't recognize any of them.
All right,
but issue one will release November 12th.
Okay, for sure.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. Nathan, you know Bobby Lee.
The comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fellow podcaster?
Yeah.
We're like right
up there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Same level.
We're peers.
Yeah.
We're peers.
Competitors.
He is doing a comic.
Cool.
It's called Bobby Lee is Deadweight, and it's being co-written by Steve Orlando.
Neat.
Yeah. I didn't recognize the publisher or anything, but it's coming out March 26th.
Interesting.
He announced it at like a Comic-Con or something.
Well, that's kind of cool.
What's it about?
It's like him in the comic. Whenever like a celebrity does a comic book, it's like just someone drawing them.
Yeah.
And then they're just doing shit. It's probably just some action thing, you know?
Yeah, probably using to try and pitch a movie. Be like, oh my God, people love the comic. So many people would come see the movie because they love the comic.
Yeah.
Like Post Malone has a comic right now called Big Rig.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I read the first issue. It was fine.
It's about a truck driver.
Yeah, truck driver in the apocalypse. Or during a zombie apocalypse, kind of. Yeah,
there's legs.
Lots of celebrities.
Last thing I got, Undeadpool is a new series coming this October.
Right? Is it a zombie?
Just in time for Halloween, yes.
Oh, cool.
He is a zombie. October 29th by Tim Seeley and Carlos Magno.
Nice.
So.
There's a Hulk Smash Everything book coming out.
Ooh.
5-issue book by Ryan North and artist Vincenzo.
Just one word.
Kara 2.
Oh, okay. Is there a cover?
Yeah. He's doing some smashing.
I like it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like Ryan North. The description is just like, yeah, he's going to go smash some stuff.
Smash everything.
I expect him to be Hulk smashes the Marvel Universe.
He's going to battle. He battles a bunch of people and it'll escalate and he'll be in space at some point, I guess. He smashes so hard he goes to space.
It's very like common for Hulk nowadays.
Yeah, this is kind of weird. Why is that boy in space?
I don't know. I like it though.
It was fun.
But
did you see they casted the DCU Batman?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Brandon Sklenar?
No, they didn't. Did they?
Yeah.
That's official.
That's like official.
From what look source? What's your source?
From James Gunn.
Let me see.
On Blue Sky. Well, this is just like a tweet. That's the first time I saw it, but I confirmed
that's
it.
Fake.
It's not fake, I don't think.
I just saw like an interview with him where he's talking like a jackass. He's like, oh, I'd want my Batman to be like more darker and grittier, you know, much more true to the comics. Mm. I'm like, this dude hasn't read any comics. Yeah. You know? The movies make him super dark and he's not that bad in the comics, you know?
Okay, maybe not like official.
Because it's not.
Wait, maybe who was it?
I don't know. I haven't seen that guy in anything. James Sklenar. Sklenar.
After that interview, I'm like, he's officially not my vote.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, this is like just a screenshot from some interview, but that's what it looks like.
Oh, I think I've seen him before, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Looks familiar. I guess he's in the running, maybe, but.
Yeah, I know who James Gunn has tweeted about him. Who would I cast?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wasn't there a rumor that Chris Pratt was going to play him?
Perfect.
There was.
Dude, yes.
He just like.
What if he's going to be Batman, but he's going to be something.
He's like the opposite of Batman, I feel like.
I can see him. Well, yeah, because he did.
Can you imagine Guardians the Garfield movies. Voice yeah. actor is going to be Batman?
Is that the guy from Mario?
Yeah, dude.
That would be crazy.
That would just.
I don't know what.
He'd have the Infinity Gauntlet of like roles that he shouldn't have, you know.
Yeah, I feel like he probably will be in some DCU movie at some point, but I hope it's not anything like leading role.
Just well, he said like that he might be in the actual Batman movie, just not Batman.
Oh.
That's what I saw, at least.
So I wonder who that could be. He's gonna be Robin.
No, I can see that.
The Joker,
dude. If he's the Joker, oh my god. I think the internet would explode if he's the Joker.
I have a heart attack.
That would be so funny. I kind of want that to be true now.
Anyway,
sorry, that was fake news. We don't like to do that here.
Yeah, but I'll leave it in because it's a little funny.
No, I'm spreading fake news.
We know Nathan with his constant breaking fake news.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever brought fake news to the pod.
You probably have.
If anything, I
you brought boring news.
I correct myself. Yeah, that's okay. True. Rena, what book did you read this week?
The Conjuring, The Lover.
It's correct.
It's by, let me look it up. Hold on.
David L. Johnson, Mick Goldberg?
Yep. He's the writer.
Where the fuck are the credits?
Rex Ogle.
It's like the first four pages in or something like that. But
is it?
Yeah, so written by David L. Johnson, McGoldrick, and Rex Ogle. Art by Gary Brown. Colors by Mike Spicer. I like that dude.
We know him.
He does the Dana Warren Johnson stuff.
Yeah.
And letters by Becca Carey.
So David L. Johnson, McGoldrick, he's the writer of like some of the movies.
Oh, okay.
He wrote Conjuring 2, 3, and 4.
It's like most of them.
Yeah. He also wrote the Orphan movies.
Oh.
And okay. He also wrote the... No, he wrote the Aquaman movies.
Mm.
So this guy knows comics, you know?
This guy, I guess. Yeah. So we're reading this because there's a new Conjuring movie coming out?
Yeah, dude.
I'm excited.
How many Conjurings have you seen?
All of them, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've only seen the first one.
Dude, look how shit this poster is.
Well, they also have like the nun and then Annabelle. Like, that's a part of like...
I think I've seen one Annabelle.
And then like La Llorona is like one of them too.
Yeah.
Look how dumb that is.
Is that a real poster?
That's a real poster.
Dude, I want to see that movie.
It's like so boring.
Yeah, it is. Oh, he looks scared in there. I wonder what happened.
I like this poster a lot more.
He's like, okay, act scared.
Yeah.
This is like the initial one.
That looks like a still from the movie that they just put some blur effect on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not loading all the way, but that was it.
Yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, it's like the outline of...
It looks like a devil.
Yeah.
In the negative space.
Yeah.
That's much better. Cool.
It's red. We love a red poster.
Yeah. Actually, the title of this is DC Horror Presents, : The Conjuring, : The Lover.
I think I'll do The Conjuring, : The Lover. So that's like kind of the first thing you read.
Yeah.
And then maybe DC Horror in parentheses or something.
If I could suggest a name for this so that DC could change it, I would say DC Horrible, The Conjuring.
Horrible.
The Conjuring, The Lover. That's what I would do.
That's a little...
Because this book sucks.
It's a little rough, dude.
Yeah.
It's like,
I thought I was the only one. I was like, I can't.
Oh my God. I want to hear
Rena's thoughts first.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hear it.
Now that you know that you're not going to hurt my feelings if you don't like it. You know what I mean? Because this,
you might hurt mine.
I was just expecting something and it was not this. Like, that's like basically, I just was like let down, basically.
Yeah, I don't know what I was expecting either.
That happens a lot
in comics.
Especially some that like...
Like franchise stuff.
Normally, I feel like if something's good, it's like somewhat on my radar. I had no idea that they even made a Conjuring book. You know what I mean?
I think I remember when it was coming out. I'm like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
But then like... I didn't really hear anything about it.
It seems like they were just, we need something Conjuring, just put it out. You know what I mean? And they got...
I don't care what the story is, just put it out.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's so weird. Because it's like, this is, I guess the guy that wrote the movies wrote this, but I don't think he knows that there's no jump scares in comics.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
I don't think there's really any jump scares he was going for, was there?
I think all the horror he tried to do is jump scares.
But I think it was just imagery. There are a lot of hands.
There's like a lot of reaching. Hands that are about to get you or whatever. Or like, you'll just go to the next page and be like, oh, there's a demon there now. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's definitely...
I feel like it should have been like a jump scare would be like on the next page. You know what I'm saying? Like one whole page of it. Yeah, exactly. Not like in the four boxes.
You're reading like...
Yeah.
It's like when someone accidentally spells boo. And like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, it's just like, there's just a lot of like, they try to put scary imagery in there. And yeah, there are a lot of hands that are about to grab something and they look scary because they're sharp fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't grab it. And it's like, wow, that was close.
Yeah.
And that happens 6 times.
Yeah, dude.
So this is kind of rough. I feel like a lot of comics we trust to read kind of suck sometimes.
It's because I come on to the holiday ones. I feel like there's not like a lot of.
Yeah, there's not like banger holiday comics. Like, okay, there are banger
what about
holiday
Christmas,
movies.
Though? Like, do y'all think a Christmas would be banger or.
Yeah,
have you not done a Christmas one with us?
No, I've done two.
She's talking about this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we could find one.
I think we're doing Friday by Ed Brubaker.
Oh, cool.
So
that would be good. That would actually be good.
I think we discussed that last time I was here.
Oh, wow, you remember that?
Nice. Yeah. We made you pick and. This is, we said we'd do this one.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I feel like that one would be good.
Because I remember the first, I think it was like the Killer Santa or whatever, where.
That was kind of fun.
That one was funny.
Yeah.
And then
it was
kind of
going
remember.
For like absurdity, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think the last one we watched read wasn't that. What was it?
Last one we read with you?
Last Christmas one we read. It wasn't it?
Oh, the one that took forever to come out. The Deviant.
Oh, yeah. Deviant.
Right. That one was good, too. That one was good.
Okay, it was good. We could use some good ones.
It was good.
At least the Deviant, I feel like, was good.
That the last issue of that was scheduled to come out like on like Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
but it was delayed like 3 months. And I'm like, what's happening? I caught up because I want to see how it ended. It just kept pushing out.
Oh,
it was hot outside. I'm reading this Christmas book.
It's March.
Not the vibes.
March getting in the spirit.
Yeah. Can't read this in shorts.
Yeah.
It's never too early for Christmas, in my opinion.
But there's Bill Sienkiewicz covers. That's cool.
Yeah, he's good.
We like him.
Yeah, that's probably where most of the budget went.
This also has like some 6-pagers at the end of each, at the end of the trade.
Yeah, there's the little short stories.
Mm-hmm. Those were individually at the end of each issue, like as of it was this? Coming out. Yeah, in the floppies.
I got more enjoyment out of maybe each of those. Than
I forgot about those because like as soon as I saw like to be continued, I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah. I read them. I didn't like take notes on them, but.
And like, I guess it feels like a Conjuring thing, but it's just like, whatever.
I don't think it feels anything like Conjuring. I think it just.
Isn't the Conjuring like a religious like kind of horror movie?
It's always
mostly
like,
about possessed things. So I guess it is kind of like.
But we don't even see like characters from The Conjuring in this, right?
No, because this is like a prequel.
Yeah. So we don't see the.
So this is a prequel to the third movie.
To the third movie?
Yeah. The Devil Made Me Do It, and I watched like the trailer, trying to see if there was anything like that connected it.
Yeah.
But I guess the girls that are in this are like in flashbacks or something. Because I wasn't going to rewatch it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really like it that much when it came out. Mm-hmm. But
which ones do you like?
1 and 2.
Those are just, what about you?
I like the most recent one that came out. I forgot what it's called. Oh, The Devil Made Me Do It, right?
Yeah.
I love that one. You didn't like that one?
That was fine.
Oh. I mean, the first and second one are good too. I liked all of them.
Annabelle ones are cool.
Yeah.
I think I just watched the second one, but.
The Nun, I don't think I like that those ones. Yeah. Like there were, the most recent one that came out, me and Jackson saw together, and he like shook out of his chair, and I was sitting there like, are we for real right now? Because at the end, like they basically light her on fire, and it just like looked so bad to me, in my opinion. I was just like, okay.
He's like, Jesus Christ. What are you looking at
bro
here?
Almost spilled the popcorn. I was like, you're joking.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into this.
Okay.
So issue one, it opens with someone slitting a goat's throat for like a ritual, like some cult dude. And then it jumps to 1981 in Danvers, Connecticut, where Jessica is reluctantly starting college. She's pressured by her parents to like get good grades and stuff, so she neglects her roommate who wants to party while she just studies. There's a guy named Kyle that likes Jessica, but she really isn't into him. And then there's like this eerie demon thing that tries to reach out and grab her multiple times. That's really like that's really just the first issue.
A lot of hands.
She's just, yeah, so many hands. Yeah. I think just in this issue, we see it like 5 times.
I know. And what I was thinking this entire time was like,
oh, well, yeah.
You cut to where you're standing, or like she cuts to where she almost kills somebody. And then I'm like, how do you not connect that? Like, whatever's standing in front of you is not real. Like, she only got it until like after.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the library so dark?
Like yeah, in college, I feel like that,
the lights are always on.
Yeah, you need that overnight. Lit up.
Yeah.
It's that school air, you know, the floodlights that make you look really bad.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. This is like a scary library.
Yeah, dude. The first page or whatever, it's like all these different ingredients for like some spell or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like a baby birds, a bones, like a ponytail, like a chalice. And then you just see, bah, because there's like a goat there. I just thought that was really funny.
It is kind of funny.
I was like just swiping through like the panels.
Oh, and you're going panel to panel.
So it's kind of like, I was like, what is happening?
So we went from this to.
Exactly.
One of them.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, first issue, I was like, okay, yeah, it's trying to be creepy. Let's get to the next. So then in issue two, Jessica takes a shower in the dorm where there's like a shared bathroom thing, but she has a hallucination where she thinks she's getting melted by like acid. So she jumps out of the shower and is embarrassed when other students see her. And then Jessica later calls her best friend, Katie, who tells her just like let loose, you know, maybe go to a party. Don't be such a lame ass. And then Jessica goes to a party. She hears voices of like a demon calling her names. So she leaves to go back to her dorm where she thinks her roommate is like there sleeping. And then she hallucinates her roommate as a demon and she tries to kill her and like grabs some scissors and is like about to get her. Mm-hmm. That's how that issue ends.
A bit of a bully ghost.
Yeah, this ghost.
It's like loser, nasty hair.
This is like
just like a man.
This is like an 11-year-old on a Call of Duty lobby.
It's just yeah.
It's like loser, gay.
Like, I was like about to say that. He's like, no one will accept you're gay. And yeah. I'm like, bro.
You like girl, don't you? Like, you're gay.
I'm like, is that all he's got? And then I'm like, I guess it's the 80s or something.
You're not even, you're ugly. Like, that's just so like. This isn't even like scary stuff. It's not like, oh, I'm going to fucking cut your fingers off or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It's just like weird.
Like I know people do dumb shit in scary movies, but like, why would a demon be in your roommate's bed when your roommate was just there?
Yeah, you know? She doesn't have like any.
That's what I was saying. I was like, you gotta be.
That's like a theme.
There's no object permanence. I
don't know if that happens in the movies. I haven't seen them in a long time. You know, but
if this demon played peekaboo with her, she'd freak out. She'd be like, where'd he go? Yeah, the demon. I think it's supposed to be like, oh, she has like anxiety, like social anxiety, and she's in a party. So everyone's saying that she sucks or everybody's looking at you kind of thing. But it's just not that scary, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what really they're going for, because basically a demon just saying like loser, gay, no, no bitches, no motion. And that's like, that's no as hugs. Scary as it gets pretty much. So then in issue three, Jessica starts to think that she might be going insane or is like possessed. So she goes to the library to read up on demons. She thinks that the librarian is a demon. So she runs off. And then Jessica calls her mom to say that she doesn't want to go to college anymore. And Kyle sees that Jessica is stressed out, so he takes her out to eat. And after dinner, Kyle admits that he likes her, but then Jessica sees Kyle as the demon librarian from earlier, so she like pushes Kyle in front of a moving pen. So this is basically just the same ending as the last issue, which I'm just realizing, where it's like I'm near somebody, I recognize that person. Oh my god, they're a demon now.
Yeah.
Each issue is like just her practically killing somebody,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's like a fake out every time, like she's in that like really
gotta have the cliffhanger.
Yeah, I guess so.
Gotta keep people coming back.
And like there's a what's the shading on this like last panel? She like pushes Kyle and then this is what her face is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, this is kind of funky.
She like freaks out in like a cafeteria or something. And then like the lunch lady is like another reefer addict, you know, dumb college. I'm like, I don't think people really reefer. Get addicted to weed. And then just like calling it reefer.
Yeah. Well, it's the 80s. So that was like,
yeah,
that was like fentanyl back in the day. There's a panel that I do like with there's a bunch of bugs crawling on her. That's some good, like, kind of creepy. Yeah.
It's very colorful.
They're very colorful bugs, though. So I'm like,
that's kind of fun.
It's kind of whimsical in a way.
Yeah,
it's
like, whimsical.
So it's like
it looks like little gummy worms or something, you know. And so I'm like, that looks delicious.
They're bugs that you'd see in like an Avatar movie.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
Nature's beautiful, man.
She was in the library looking for like possession books, mm-hmm. and then the librarian's like, "Oh, you're looking for like the worst shit you could look up."
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a secret library, you know. I'm like, does every college have like a secret library? You know,
I've never asked.
I don't know.
Bro, and they have a secret library too.
Oh yeah, it's like, where do you keep the good
this
stuff?
Is a trope. Yeah. All this is bullshit. Show me the demon books.
Yeah, or maybe this could be like the returns area, you know, where like you drop your books off and then they organize it or whatever,
or damaged books or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's just demon books in there.
Go backs, you know.
Go backs. So in issue 4, Kyle like barely dodges the van, and then Jessica's escorted out of the college by security because she's almost killed 2 people now. Jessica's dad picks her up and is like pretty understanding of her mental health problems, but her mom's dead. Like, she just wants attention.
I feel like this is like very unlikely for like an 80s dad, you know?
Yeah. The dad's like, oh, come here, I understand.
The mom's a dick.
The mom sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jessica calls Katie now that she's home so that they can like see each other again. They meet in the woods. They do a kiss. But Katie becomes the demon librarian right after they kiss. And Jessica, being fed up with all the demon pop-ups, stabs the demon. But then it's revealed to actually be Katie that she killed.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
She's falling for that switcheroo, dude.
Yeah. The third time, she's like, you know what? I'm going to kill him this time. And then maybe that'll solve the issue.
Because there's always the demon those other times.
Yeah, this one's a fake out. Yeah.
Also, where did Bro get the knife from?
Yeah, I was wondering that, too.
Like,
because we see her, like, her full fit. And then, she kisses Katie. And then the demon pops up. And she's like, I got this big knife.
Let like, me bring where, my kitchen knife. That?
Like, it's not holstered anywhere.
That is wild. She goes into like a junk drawer. But that's
she's like a dress on or something too.
Yeah.
So unless that dress has pockets that are pretty, that have like protective lining or something, like chainmail on the inside. I don't know where she pulls that knife from.
She just like put it in her bra.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I like this dad line. She's like, you don't need the whole world to understand you. You just need one person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh, that's a good one.
That's pretty good.
Oh, write that down. You know.
At least she like kills somebody this issue. It's not like a fake out.
Yeah.
Because like, but at this point, I'm like, okay, well, what's she gonna do?
If it was the other 2 people,
yeah,
you know?
It would have been better. This if the one other 2 I have people, a problem with. Because she loves Katie.
Yeah.
The only person.
Yeah. I almost feel like it would be cooler if this whole interaction is from like Katie's perspective, where like they kiss, and then she goes out and she's like, "Oh my god, you're a demon," and then like pulls out a knife or like kind of sees her go crazy. Like, just do something kind of interesting, because we've seen this exact sort of switcheroo twice now.
Yeah.
So it would have been kind of cool.
Yeah.
From the other end. But I feel like the forest is the last place that Jessica should want to go, because they meet in the forest and they do a kiss.
Yeah. But it's like, how about a Denny's?
You've been chased by a demon a lot. So it's just like.
Exactly. I would want to be in a public place. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah. Denny's is a good one. But anyway, issue 5. Katie like reincarnates to a demon and chases after Jessica. She's got this whack ass like running form. And they get to the edge of a cliff where Jessica admits that she's been in love with Katie since high school, but was never brave enough to tell her. And then the demon was like, well, you killed her now, so maybe you should kill yourself. And then Jessica jumps off the cliff and dies. And then it cuts to the cult person in the beginning of the trade targeting their next victim, which is some child. And that's the end of the book. Yay!
Yeah, I think the child is in the third movie. And that's where that goes with that.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then you remember that cliff scene? The scene where, like,
she's connecting something.
She falls or whatever. Yeah. That's the same cliff, yeah.
Was there a demon there?
She's, like, hallucinating. And she, like, I think she sees what happens. But she gets, like, really close to the edge and she falls off. But Patrick Wilson, like, dives for her and gets her and shit.
Oh, so Jessica's alive?
No.
Oh.
The
movie.
The lady detective or whatever.
Uh-huh.
The lady ghost hunter. She's like hallucinating shit that's happened.
Oh, okay, got it.
I don't know if she has like
she had a vision and
did she normally do that?
She didn't yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's her thing.
That's how she like knows where like in The Devil Made Me Do It, like she found out that the guy that was doing the possessions was it was like a friend that they had, but it was in the basement, and so like that she pictured the basement and that's how they found out where they so anyways okay. That's why she got close to the cliff, because she was going and going, because that's where like the vision was, and then it was close to a cliff, and then
in the trailer they're like in the woods, and then she's like standing somewhere, she's like, something bad happened to you. And I'm like, oh, I know what happened.
Now you could be like, or imagine they're like walking in the forest and be like, someone called somebody else gay here.
Someone cooked here.
Yeah. It's interesting because she's at the edge of the cliff and they talk for like what seems like 2 minutes or something in real time. And I'm like, is the demon going to do anything, or is she just going to stand in front of Jessica?
Yeah, it seems like they're not. Like,
I don't think the demon can really like push her over. So it must be like a mental thing, I guess.
I think she just did that. Yeah.
Probably just.
She just did that.
Yeah, she just did that.
I mean, she lost the only person she loved, and so I feel like it's not going to end until...
Young love.
Yeah.
Makes you do crazy things. So that's pretty much the book. So we'll go into Back Matter Matters, where we have some spooky short stories.
Back Matter Matters. Quite a bit of Back Matter.
Yeah.
Might be our biggest Back Matter, I'm not sure.
Yeah, what is this, like 40 pages? No, 50 pages?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Do the math.
49.
51.
No?
49.
There you go.
Yep. That is our longest Back Matter so
far. Oh, nice. Oh, my God. So, we're gonna give this fucking book an award.
Am I getting an award?
Oh, no.
There.
So they have like horror ads, which are kind of fun. Like there's this first one's like a secret decoder ring or something. Apparently, there's like a little blurb under it, and it says, each issue of The Conjuring : The Lover has a secret word that can be decoded. Collect all 5 issues and unlock the secret clue to solving the mystery. So I'm like, okay, so they hid some sort of number sequence in each issue. But I went back, and there's like none of that. At least none that I could find.
Because you don't have the decoder ring.
Well, like, I tried to find the thing that you would normally decode. You know, the encrypted message.
Isn't this the code? Oh, wait, no. So there's other codes.
There's other codes, I think, scattered in the book. And there's like...
It's not necessarily like the Da Vinci code. It's just like A is 1, B is 2.
You know? But I wondered what the message was, Daniel.
Anyway.
Okay. So there's like a bunch of short stories. I thought some of these were kind of fun. But definitely deserve to be like 8 pagers. Or like...
6 pagers.
6 pagers. But this first one, there's like a coin. And I guess... So they're at like a funeral. There's like a coin in the dead person's mouth, and the kids are like, "You should go steal that coin."
Hey, you know, it'd be really cool.
And then if you steal the coin, just bad things happen to you, and then he just dies eventually, I think.
Bro, just wanted to have friends, bro.
Yeah. There's one where a girl's going like wedding dress shopping, and she finds one at a store, and she's like, "Oh, I've never heard of this brand before. Quinn Lane, who is that?" And then she looks into it, and she finds out that Quinn Lane, the designer, like killed her husband for cheating on her and like took his eyes. And then she's like, whatever, I'll buy the dress anyway. It's pretty cheap. And then her husband, I think, cheats on her, and then she kills him. And then just like the cycle starts again, kind of deal. So pretty spooky.
It's good art.
It is good art. Mm-hmm. I agree. That There's some good imagery and stuff in there. Cutting out the eyes and saying, like, you should only have eyes
for
me.
The last panel is really cool.
Yeah. And I just think that the idea of it's kind of funny because it's like wedding themes.
Oh, dude, this is Juan Ferreira.
Yeah.
So better checker, he's the guy checker on, tag.
TMNT?
No, the thing I just fucking said. Undeadpool. Wait, no. Fucking Predator Badlands.
Oh,
the prequel.
Nice. So he's going to do the art on that?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, he's really good job on people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There is one written by Tim Seeley with art by Kelly Jones. I think those two are really good artists. I can't remember what this one's about. This guy dies from like a bowling ball going through his windshield, though. And I think that panel's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, damn.
Yeah. And like the way he like draws it is crazy because it's like hits his face, but then his like lower jaw's kind of like
I
over.
Love, bro. That's like crazy.
Yeah, it's really good. There's like a monkey.
I know, I saw that.
It seems kind of like the monkey in a way. I forget what the actual story is.
Damn. Tim Seeley is just biting Stephen King.
Yeah, I guess so. And I completely forget this last one.
Do you remember, Rena?
Did you read through all these?
I did. But I don't remember what it's about.
It's one about music, and there's like a certain tune that makes you go crazy, I think. Yeah, those are pretty fun. And then I don't even remember the last one. And then we got some covers that are pretty cool. They have like VHS covers that look like old VHS horror movies.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So those are pretty cool. Pretty cool variants.
By Ryan Brown?
By Ryan Brown, yeah. You don't see him do stuff like this that often, so it's cool. But that's the book.
Are those drawn?
I don't think so.
It's probably like digitally
just
painted.
Like, yeah, some like Photoshop thing, but to, yeah, make it look good. I don't think it's drawn. Nah, it's too good.
I was going to say, like, the hand one looks like it's drawn, but also, like, doesn't.
Yeah, I think just, like, some digital art and then some Photoshop type stuff. But what would you rate this book, Daniel?
I'd give it, like vanilla bean ice cream, you know, very vanilla. Mm-hmm. Give it, like it. Like, I didn't read this, I'm, like, and, like, hate it, necessarily. Like, there wasn't things that happened that I'm, like, this is wrong, you know. I was just like, it was just like a little boring, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have read the back matter because that seemed some of those seem cool.
Yeah, those were way better.
I like an anthology kind of thing, and mm-hmm. six pages that you don't have to really flesh out a lot of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Little short stories are cool,
and then you know, good covers and stuff like that. So just vanilla bean, like it.
Nice.
What about you, Nathan?
What's a scary food? I give this like a gas station sushi.
What gas station has sushi?
Yep, they have them.
Probably like QT or something.
Yeah. Some that's like,
QT's
that's
like a little, that's
a little I would eat QT sushi, I think, but it's like I've seen it before. I don't know. Not much in Arizona because you don't get a whole lot of seafood in Arizona, but
sure.
Just the fact that it's in a gas station, be like, yeah, I think this is pretty boring. It's not taking any risks. It's not doing anything interesting, really. It's just like a Conjuring book, and that's the only reason why it probably sold some units for the diehard Conjuring fans, the Conjure heads.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call them. So yeah, that's what I would rate. What would you rate it, Serena?
I was thinking like a pumpkin chai, but I like only like the idea of it. I don't like the taste.
Oh, that feels like great ordering a pumpkin, something pumpkin.
Like I had a chai before and I was like, this is good for the one time. And then like, I'm never going to get it at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You ever have like a dirty chai?
I don't think so. Is that where they do the milk like, first and then the coffee?
Because I don't think a chai like has any coffee in it. I think it's just tea. But a dirty chai has coffee in it. It has like a shot of espresso in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Aren't they lattes?
There's milk. It's like a milk tea, basically.
Oh, okay.
But it is a latte.
Is that what
when
makes
you
latte? Is this
milk?
Some milk?
Yeah, that's it.
There's no coffee in there.
There is coffee, but
what are you asking?
The coffee has milk, so that makes it a latte.
But if it's like a chai tea latte, is there coffee in there?
Yeah, it's no.
No.
No, chai tea latte is just chai tea and then milk.
Really?
A dirty chai tea latte has
coffee,
like a shot of espresso in it.
Whoa.
Maybe more. Yeah. So I guess a latte doesn't need to have coffee, but it needs to have milk.
Okay, good to know.
I didn't know that either. I just thought it was like
coffee. It didn't even taste like coffee, you know?
Like yeah, but it's because there's other shit in there.
Try it. I recommend it. It's pretty good. It's not like
a chai tea latte?
Dirty chai tea latte.
Oh, I've had those. Dirty. But I thought they all had coffee in them.
I didn't know it made it dirty
now that I think about it. They just talk dirty to it.
They didn't wash their hands before they made it.
This is life changing.
They talk dirty to you on the cup. Yeah. Because now that they're forced to or whatever.
And drink up or some shit like that.
Yeah, good boy. Drink up. That's a good rating.
Yeah.
I'm going to change mine.
What's the coffee?
Yeah, it's some coffee. Something I know is coffee.
I think a dirty chai.
Cold brew. But they made it hot.
Nah, you can't hate on cold
brew. No, what's the...
Like a nitro?
No. There's like a pumpkin sweet cream cold brew, I think Starbucks does. Mm. That, but they fuck it up.
How do they
fuck it up?
They put the cream at the bottom.
I almost wish they'd do that sometimes. Mix it up better.
They put something that's not pumpkin in there instead. Ooh, like fuck up the order.
You get like
I just get some hazelnut or something. Yeah, I get hazelnut or something instead.
Oh my God. I tried the hazelnut coffee at Starbucks and I was expecting something so good and it was so ass. I like threw it away.
Yeah.
I was like.
Can't try anything new. Mm-mm. You go in, you're like, this is what I get.
Yeah.
Was it like I'm always going to get the shaken espresso one?
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah loves that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Sophie does too, but it always fucks her up because she's lactose intolerant. So.
So the milk drink?
Yeah. But she can handle other milk drinks, but that one's like, no way.
Really? Like kind of sugary, I wonder why.
I don't know.
Anyway, let's get in the poll list.
Yep.
Colin.
Shove in your box.
Oh, shit. Before, Nathan.
Okay.
League of Comic Geeks, what do you think rated this book out of 5?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Last week we did Indigo Children, and it was 3.8. Or, wait, was it?
What did you guys rate it?
It was 3.8, mostly positive. And then the highest thing I saw was Watchmen, which is a 4.8, which is excellent.
This should not have over like a 2.5.
2.5? Okay. What do you think out of 5 people?
I feel like people probably...
I brought it up last week too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's more...
It's kind of like the Rotten Tomatoes, I guess.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So I feel like a lot of people probably like it. So I'd probably say realistically it's a 3.2 on there.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I would rate it a 2.5, but I think they would rate it 3.6.
Mm. If this is like a letterbox rating that I would do, this is half star.
I think it's just because it's short, so like it's like easy read. You know what I mean?
Okay, one star.
Yeah.
At least it's not terrible and long.
Yeah.
It got a 3.8. Mostly positive.
Tell me why I was thinking that and I was like, nah, too high.
Oh my God. Because it is too high. Yeah. That delegitimizes the whole fucking platform.
I don't see too much things that low. I think the lowest thing I saw was maybe like a 2.4.
It's kind of like Amazon reviews.
Like everything's like not that low.
If it's less than 4, it's like this is the worst product you could
4,
get.
It's like you're in for a ride. It's going to be kind of shitty.
Yeah. Yeah, even 4. That's like Uber 4.5 drivers.
5 is like a 5 on Amazon, basically.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, nothing's ever a 5 star. No one's star. Fucking honest.
It's only 20 reviews. What, on Letterboxd?
No, on Amazon. You're talking about Amazon,
yeah, just like
right?
Amazon products.
I feel like 4.5 is the 5 star on Amazon. Like, if I see 4.5, I'm like, ooh, that's good.
Okay, it'll be fine.
I see a 4.7, I'm in good hands.
Yeah.
If I see anything, I think I've seen something that was less than 3 once, and I was like, ugh, get out of my face.
Don't show this on here.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, it's a disgrace to the platform. So that's probably how League of Comic Geeks is, I guess.
Yeah, I'd love to see something that's just like
at
zero.
At least it's better than like the Comixology reviews.
Yeah.
Because those ones, like where you read that on this app, they have the Amazon reviews of the same book, but they also do like the physical versions. So sometimes a review of a book will be like, it arrived in great condition. And that's the review of the 5 stars.
Yeah,
it'll be 5 stars.
Oh, so it's not even about the comic.
It's not even about the comic or like how good of a story it is. It's like, yeah, I got here.
The actual product.
It looks good.
I saw something.
The bare minimum.
Someone got like a damaged book and they put 3 stars, but then like in their review it was like 5 star plot though.
Like he's actively hurting the algorithm of this book. That's funny.
Anyway, poll list.
The poll list. What did
you shove in your box? We got Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, Rite of Spring, number two.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more of it out.
Nope, just two.
Cool.
Absolute Wonder Woman, number 11.
Nice.
Absolute Martian Manhunter, number 6. Green Lantern, number 26. Immortal Legend Batman, number 1. You remember that one? It was like a Batman story that's kind of inspired by like manga.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think he's got like a robot suit or something.
That's good.
Y'all should read more manga.
Yeah, well, I know it's not. Do you want to come on for a manga?
Yeah. Well, I did before.
You want to come on for another one?
Yeah.
What manga did we read?
The one where...
Oh, Uzumaki.
Yes, the good one.
Not Uzumaki.
What is it?
I don't remember, but it was Junji Ito.
Do you have it?
Do I? Was it cool?
I think it's Uzumaki, isn't it?
It was the one where...
No.
It's the spiral one, right?
No.
Oh.
That's the one with the painting?
No, we haven't done the Uzumaki.
The one with the what?
The one with the painting and the
paint. Yeah, that Tomei story. And
then the heads are big and they're taking the people.
Yeah,
it's like Scary Stories
one.
Of Junji Ito or something like that.
Yeah, it was like, but it had like a name.
I saw, or maybe it was with you. I think I saw someone wearing this shirt and I was like, I know where that's from.
Yeah, we did see the Uzumaki. Yeah. Oh, let me look it.
Because I don't have the physical version, I don't think.
Shiver.
Yes. I like that one a lot. That one was good.
Yeah, that was cool.
You should a lot come to talk about.
Let's do Uzumaki then.
That's like 400 pages.
Never mind.
Down.
I was thinking we could do like an anime month, like before you go to Japan.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah,
I'll be prepared.
We do manga March, dude.
Manga March. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
I leave in April.
Wait, I have some good ones if you need recommendations.
What, manga? You read mangas?
Yeah, I have some.
We don't want your romance manga.
I don't want girls kissing boys.
We don't want your smut.
I want a dude turning into a battle axe and fighting a demon. All
right. Well, like...
We'll consider your smut, okay?
Do you read manga or do you just watch anime?
I've read manga before. I haven't read it recently, but I have. Like, middle school was when I only read manga. I was, gotcha. Like, weird.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was, like, quirky.
Yeah, pretty cool. No one knew I was weird, though.
Yeah. I kept to myself. I was too embarrassed.
We also have Green Lantern Dark, number 6.
Jesus Christ, that's still going too?
I think that's the last one, but I could be wrong.
That sounds right. I thought it was only going to, like, 4.
There's an Invisible Man comic, number 1 of that. I think James Tynion's doing that one.
That's cool.
Are you still getting news from the Fallout?
I just read the first issue and I did like it, but probably not.
Okay, 3 comes out. What were you going to ask me?
Do you think the artist on the Invisible Man is like, fuck yeah.
No, because he only draws buildings and that sounds boring.
As quick.
Well, no,
quick,
it's quick. Like the one where it's like all wrapped up. Like, you know, like the old ones.
Okay,
it's like,
gotcha.
That. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He's got like a top hat.
He's not drawing panels where like a...
He's just drawing clothes.
Like a lamp starts floating. All of a sudden it's not that.
No. Oh, okay.
Like Hotel Transylvania with the glasses and the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good ref.
Oh, Nathan. Jesse Lonergan, his new book came out.
The one with Mignola?
No, it's called Drome.
What?
It's his like...
That's his Patreon book, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's come out from like First Second Publishing or something.
Oh, we need that.
Yeah.
I should just subscribe to his Patreon. You can just pay whatever.
Yeah, you could. I'd rather like have it, you know, because it anyway. And then the new Ed Brubaker, Sean Phillips book, The Knives.
Oh, cool.
Which is a criminal story that also comes out today.
Damn, big week.
Yeah, big week. Pocket's going to be hurting. Did you read anything, Rena?
Mm-mm.
No.
Watching.
Yes. Jackson told me to read Peace. Okay, do you guys, The Boys or Peacemaker?
The Boys. Show.
As a show, probably The Boys, yeah.
Okay. Because Jackson said the opposite. Well, he said he thinks it's on the same level.
I think they're both good.
They're comparable.
Dad said not at all. I was asking him.
Dad wouldn't get it.
No, for real. Yeah.
Does Dad like The Boys?
Yeah. Huh. I think they both watched it, I think.
I've just never talked to
Dad
about
more,
this.
I think there's better commentary or, you know, political satire and stuff in The Boys. Peacemaker's like a little raunchy fun,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, I haven't watched the whole thing, but I like, yeah. Because he just told me about it like a couple days ago.
Yeah, season 2 just came out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why he told me.
Yeah, I think
me.
It's good. I think it's well put together. It's the same director as like the Guardians movies.
I like John Cena in it.
Yeah, John Cena's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the best.
I think he's like the perfect choice because I watched your podcast on the Peacemaker comic. And he like John Cena like perfectly looks like Peacemaker in my opinion.
I think it's kind of like
that comic is based off of like the show basically.
They oh,
like
it is? They like draw. Oh, that's embarrassing.
They draw John Cena, you know. Okay, okay.
Well, like Peacemaker is just kind of a like not a very popular character before he was in that Suicide Squad movie. So I think he's kind of shaped what that character is. Because I don't think he was like a...
He was just basic as fuck and just
a
guy.
Yeah, I don't think he was...
I kind of got that because like in like the first second episode, he went to go like try out for when Green Lantern was there and...
Did you start with season two?
Are you on
season that season two?
Yeah,
that's the first episode.
Okay, that was season two because...
Did you finish season one?
No. Okay, so mom and dad were like, we should watch this season two. And I was like, oh, Jackson told me I should watch it. And they were like, just watch the first episode of the second season, see if you like it. And
mom
I was like,
dad
okay.
Infuriate me.
That's so crazy. I mean, it's...
That's not how anything goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that was season... I thought it was episode... Or season...
Yeah,
no,
with Green Lantern.
The Green Lantern one and like Hawk Girl, isn't it?
But I kind of assumed that he wasn't like a super big like... superhero.
Yeah.
So
he's just kind of twisting like, you know, a not very popular character so they can do whatever he wants with it.
Yeah.
Without people getting angry.
Yeah.
So did you like the first episode of season two?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah.
I liked it. I kind of like it. It's a little raunchy. I think it's like makes it a lot more fun and interesting.
Yeah. Like he's taking Eagly on a fly. And he's just like in his tighty whities in this pocket dimension. And I'm.
Would you get dressed for the pocket dimension? You know?
No, there's no one out there.
It's like going in your closet.
It looks. It's that whole pocket dimension seems like it would be like perfectly temperature controlled.
It seems cold in there.
It feels like just like a little bit cold, but kind of nice.
Yeah.
No, that like that ground is crisp.
Yeah. You know? Barefoot.
Like a Target. Targets are always cold.
Yeah, that's true.
Should feel like an empty Target.
It's interesting though, because he's had this pocket dimension and he stores like his helmets and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just like a door 20 feet. You know, in any direction that you could just go into, and that's a different dimension. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
He's never explored in there.
I would have. That thing's fucking huge. And I'm like, let's see what else is fucking
huge. You get lost.
Yeah. It would be scary. That actually freaked me out. Because I thought when he was like going to find Eagly, I'm like, he's going to get fucking lost. And that would be scary.
Oh. Mm.
But yeah, I like it too.
What about y'all? Shows?
It's like, what you read? What'd you read?
Oh, I read Superman, the Kryptonite Spectrum, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I like that book a lot.
You do?
Like a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just thought it was pretty good. You know, but
it definitely. I was thinking about what you were saying and how it kind of the art feels Frank Quitely, and I definitely agree. Yeah. Just like something about the look of people. Mm-hmm. It's not like as wrinkly, but it's still got the Martin. Is it Martin Morazzo that does the art? He does a really good job. I like the idea that there's just like new Kryptonites that like we don't know what they do, but he doesn't want to like be caught off guard, so he's just testing himself with these different versions of Kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
And they do like crazy shit because there's like a purple Kryptonite that messes with his perception of time, and so there's like a whole fight scene where they're fighting this like this big zombie dude, and it'll just jump to the end, and then it'll jump to the middle, and then it'll jump to like Batman telling him to do something, and then it'll jump to like, you know, just different parts of the scene. And then by the end of that fight, he like repieces it together and they like reuse the same panels of Superman, like working it out in his mind. And so he like stitches it back in like the correct order.
Oh,
so you saw what actually happened.
That's cool.
And I was like, I just like kind of like how they're, I don't know, fucking with it.
Something different.
It's well done. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely like well done. I'm interested to see what the three other colors of Kryptonite will
do. It's the people who did Ice Cream Man.
Yeah.
They're doing the Superman book.
I was telling Jackson about that one. I love that one.
That one was great. Fun. Yeah. So
do it again.
The same people.
One,
yeah,
two.
Yeah. I would be down.
Yeah. Because
I really enjoy.
Even though it's like an anthology type thing.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say I hate anthologies at some point?
Yeah, but you're like valid in saying that. You know, like
yeah. But there's good ones like Silver Coin. I fucking love. I would do all of them. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, I guess it's like kind of who's behind it. But some anthologies where it's like. Maybe like a new creative team or something that doesn't do a lot of comics. Like there's some hidden gems in there for sure, but sometimes it's just kind of boring.
Yeah.
Just a lot of words and I don't like it.
Yeah, I'd rather like read shit that's like the start of like a story or mm-hmm. whatever, or like a contained story, you know?
Yeah. So. But in the Superman one, I like a lot of the ideas that they're throwing around. It's interesting that like Lois and Superman like broke up in there, because she's like, you've got this thing that you're dealing with. There's a lot of kryptonites. You're standing me up on our dinner date, you know? So there's some good stuff.
May seem like he was there, but
I think he was. Yeah. But.
How dare you miss our date?
So, yeah.
Saving much. The world.
And then I read Green Lantern Corps 1, 2, and 3. I had to reread 1 because I couldn't remember. And it came out a while ago. But yeah, starting to catch up on that. I think I have just 4 that I have, and I'll probably just buy the rest digitally. Mm. But I like it. There's a lot going on, and it's kind of just in the same realm of the beginning of the Green Lantern run, where there's no power batteries or anything. So when people get like really angry, then they just get Red Lantern powers and stuff. So I like it. And then I finished the first trade of Chip Zdarsky's Daredevil run. So I read 2, 3, 4, and 5 of that.
Have you never read that?
I have. I'm just rereading it. Okay, yeah. I want to go through all of it.
Nice.
And it's so good. But there's a really funny part in this where Daredevil fights the Punisher. Mm-hmm. And he needs to like get a shirt real quick. So he takes Punisher's shirt. And so he's just a guy running around with like the Punisher logo on his shirt, but he doesn't know that. And so,
yeah,
because he's blind. Yeah. And so he puts on like he has to put on the Daredevil mask to like go fight some goons and stuff. And he has to like use a gun to get out of a situation, but he's not killing anybody with it. He's just like shooting something to make it explode and cause a distraction. And there's like other superheroes like Spider-Man. They're like, you're going crazy, dude. Like you have this Punisher logo shirt on. He's like, I do. And I was just like, that's really funny, actually.
Nice.
He just doesn't know that Punisher has like a skull logo.
Yeah.
But that book's really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll keep just rereading it. I think I only read up to like 10 of that.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
What'd you read?
I read a shit ton.
Oh, nice.
I gave you like half of things I read. So Beneath the Trees, Rat of Spring, 1.
Yeah.
Predator versus Spider-Man, 4. I don't remember what happens. I think it was like...
issue?
Yeah, I remember it not being like the strongest issue, but it was just the end, isn't you know? It?
Oh, yeah.
Predator Kills the Marvel Universe, 1.
Cool. Good start.
It's fun. It's cool because they all kind of like... all the other Predator versus books like led up to this. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, that's fun.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to buy more of it, but... Then I read New Gods, 5.
Nice.
Daredevil, Cold Day in Hell, 3. That was cool. There's a cool part in that.
Nice.
And then
yeah, I'm reading that this week for sure.
I was like reading some like first issues of like horror books, just kind of scouting for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I read 1 and 2 of a book called Redlands, which is like a Jordi Belair written book.
Yeah. I think I got an Eisner.
Maybe. I bought the first issue when it came out. I thought it was like really good. Then I read reread the second one to just kind of confirm that, but I'm like, it's not really like what I'm looking for necessarily. Oh, okay. I read Feral, 1.
How do I know that?
The guy who does Stray.
Oh, yeah. Tony Fleeks.
Tony Fleeks. That's really good. It's really cool.
Might listen to our podcast.
Yeah. He said,
shout out.
He shouted us out.
Oh, kinda. Cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah. He's a real person.
Let's get him on.
And then I read a book called Goobers.
Oh no.
Which is a book by Ziegler?
Cody Ziegler?
Yeah. He
did some Spider-Punk.
Yeah. So he did like a horror book. Yeah, Image, I think.
Called Goobers.
Goobers, yeah.
Nice.
And it's like a kind of a sci-fi zombie book in a way. Like there's these like bugs that like take over people's like bodies, you know, and then these people are just like trying to kill the aliens or whatever. It was okay. We already have like a zombie book in our lineup. So,
okay.
So maybe some other year. What do you think about Peacemaker? You like that so far?
Yeah. I think it's cool that he found some universe where his brother is like alive.
Yeah. I was like, who the fuck is that? He even said his name and I watched the flashback too. I'm like, who the fuck's that supposed
to be?
He
like punched his kid. He punched his brother so hard he killed him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's fun, I guess. There
wasn't like a whole lot. I like his super suit or whatever. He's like, it's like, he's got like some sort of tech suit. His brother, because they're like a trio of like superheroes.
Oh yeah, yeah, in that universe.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it looked kind of CW.
Yeah, but it's still kind of cool.
Yeah,
I mean the whole show is kind of CW. Just
yeah, it's true.
Written well,
it's true. Yeah, it's good. I think it's a good start. I don't really know where they're going with it yet, but I think there's some good like emotional scenes, like when they're all talking to each other. Mm-hmm. He's acting like he's from that universe.
Right.
So pretty cool.
What do you think the twist is going to be? Do you think they're still racist in that universe?
Yeah, there has to be something that's like a twist, huh?
Yeah, it can't just go that well.
No, I just think it'll be nice. And they'll just keep going there and it'll continue to be nice. Maybe Peacemaker's racist. Or he doesn't want peace, he wants violence.
Yeah, maybe they're just super woke in that universe.
Yeah.
And he's not woke enough.
He's like a violence maker and he has to fight him. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Or maybe he's already part of the Justice Gang, everybody loves him. Kind of deal.
Yeah.
And then he finds out that your friends are more important or something like that. But I like it. I think it'll be fun. How many episodes is that going to be? You know?
I don't know. 8.
Cool.
Maybe. Did you watch anything?
Just caught up on Alien Earth. That's about it.
Okay. I didn't watch 4, but that's how you watching that? Alien Earth?
Mm-mm, what is it?
It's on Hulu.
You know the Alien movies?
Yeah.
There's like a TV show where there's aliens, but they're on Earth.
Is it good?
It's pretty lit.
Oh, nice.
If you like alien
If you like weird alien stuff.
You know, I think the only alien movie I watched was the one that just came out. Like
Romulus?
Yeah. That was the only one I've ever watched. And I've heard they're really good. I just like...
You might get confused because there's not like a whole lot of xenomorph alien stuff in it. It's like there's
like other stuff.
There's like cyborgs and androids and
oh really,
yeah, stuff like that. Because alien universe is like really weird and people are just cool with people having like robotic parts or like just full-on android people and things like that. So it revolves a lot around that, but I think it's good because it needs to not just be a big alien movie, I think, for 6 episodes.
Sarah likes it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. I like it a lot. Just because I like some of the big swings that they're taking, I think. But
yeah, it's cool.
But I didn't. I mean, I've just been watching like kind of bullshit movies as I'm doing wedding planning stuff. So
yeah,
I was watching like The Interview.
It's not a bullshit movie.
I was like, they're just like stuff in the back. I mean, that one I remember.
That movie almost caused a war.
It did, and it's so funny. So it was kind of worth that we almost started a war over it.
Yeah,
but yeah, that movie's pretty funny.
I watched White Chicks recently.
Really?
Good movie. That's like my comfort show, I think. It gets me every time. And now that I'm older, it just like makes a lot more sense. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know if I've really watched it as an adult, honestly.
It's good as an adult, yeah.
It's way better, yeah.
I did it a while ago, but I was like, this is good. It's good comedy.
You didn't put it in your letterbox, dude?
No, I didn't, because I wasn't like fully paying attention
Lame. To it. What a loser this guy.
Am I going to watch like a half, like half watch a movie and then rate it? You know what I mean?
I do that.
Why?
Just to,
you're not even giving it your full attention. Just,
yeah,
just
then I can like remember like whether or not I liked it or not, or the parts that I liked were good. You can be in your review, but like I half watched this and the parts I watched were kind of shit. So I'm not going to get my full attention, you know?
Nah, I don't like that. I want to give it a full, good, honest try.
What about, did you guys watch Weapons?
No, I haven't. I want to. Is it good?
I loved it, bro. I didn't love it, but I liked it. I thought it was good.
You can love it. It's fine.
No, I was just, I went to it blind. So I think that's why I liked it so much. I like had no idea what it was about. And like, I was expecting it to be like a jump scare like movie, but it really wasn't. I really liked it. I think you guys would actually really like it.
Yeah, too. I've been wanting to see it like a it's lot, good. Actually.
Yeah, dude, Zach Cregger, dude. Who'd you go with?
Jackson, actually.
Did he want to go see it? Like, why did you see it? Really? Okay.
He wanted to see it?
Yeah, because he heard, like, such good things about it. Like, if he hears really good things about it, he'll go see it with me. But if it's just something that I, like, recommend, he's just like, nah. So we went to go see it, and he was really nervous. But, it like, there was no jump scares, so he was fine. But
it
was,
like, spooky stuff.
It was really good. I liked it.
That's cool.
Oh, what else? Any, like, nothing you've seen at the movie theaters?
No. All the free time. Oh, Date Night. That's what it was. I rewatched Date Night.
Fire, dude.
Dude, the movie's crazy for the movie game. The movie to movie game.
Oh yeah, because like Mark Wahlberg is in it. Mark Wahlberg, yeah, I think I used him.
Mark Ruffalo's in it. James Franco, Mila Kunis.
I remember James Franco, Mila Kunis, because they were like, they stole their reservation.
Yeah, Common.
Wait, when the fuck is Mark Ruffalo in it?
Dude, he's like getting a divorce, and he's that's like what scares them into thinking they're like falling into.
Is he at the beginning of the movie or something?
Like at the very beginning.
Oh,
like
what a deep cut.
First 10 minutes, maybe.
That's hilarious.
Dude, John Bernthal is in it. It might be his first role. It's like such a small thing. It's like literally a 2 minute, in the first 2 minutes of the movie, Steve Carell is like a tax guy. And the guy that he's helping with taxes is John Bernthal and his girlfriend.
Do you remember
he helps him get like a big refund. He's like, fuck yeah, dude. Like it's one of those roles. And I was like, is that John fucking Bernthal?
Do you remember when he was fucking Al Capone in United Museum?
Yeah. That's like he was born for that role. Even though it's such a small role, I'm like, that fits him so well.
Because you see him, I'm like, oh, Al Capone. Yeah.
Dude, like Bill Burr is in Date Night. There's like so many people.
Is he really? Yeah. Shit, I didn't even watch that.
Nick Kroll. So I'm like, dude, I'm going to be fucking equipped for this movie game that we do.
I know.
But yeah, funny movie.
I watched Aquaman 2.
Why?
Because this guy wrote it. No, God. Like, oh, let's see what else this guy's about.
Yeah, let's see what else is good in his arsenal.
I had never watched it.
I haven't either.
Yeah, because it like came out and we just didn't see it.
Didn't want to.
You know?
I think the first one was so bad.
It's so bad.
Yeah, the second one's pretty bad too.
It made $1 billion.
It looks cool though.
I've never fallen asleep during a movie at a movie theater except that movie.
Me too. It like puts you to sleep.
I know. I was just like,
I fell asleep too, but I think I was drunk.
Yeah, yeah, there's that.
Yeah. What were we doing before?
I think we got dinner and shit.
Yeah.
And we had beers.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely drinking.
And then I think the movie theater we went to had a bar, too.
I gave it a good old rewatch, like as soon as it came to like streaming.
Yeah.
Still bad. I was like, this sucks.
So
I think it was just Jason Momoa hype at the time, but he didn't have that star power anymore. So
yeah, there's a lot of really bad lines in this. Because he's like raising a baby now. Mm-hmm. And then he's talking to his dad. He's like, how'd you do this by yourself? He's like, you're the real superhero. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to turn this off immediately.
A waste of time.
Wow.
And
that's deep.
Later in the movie, Black Manta like takes the baby. And then like Jason Momoa's like, no. Then Nicole Kidman's like, no. And then Amber Heard's like, no. And
really?
And then Sarah was watching it with me. She's like, this movie's, I'm like, terrible. He's like, it's so bad.
That sounds like an SNL skit.
I'm like, we need three people to say no, like back to back. It was so dumb.
They said no, like one right after the other?
Yeah, within like 5 seconds.
I need to look up that scene.
That's foul.
Do it. Yeah, terrible acting, but it's like just a CGI fuckfest, but it looks cool. Like there's cool colors, you know? The baby does not die, if you're wondering.
Oh, dude, the baby dies in the comic.
In the comics, Black Manta kills Aquaman's baby. And so when we heard that the baby was coming to this movie, like, are they going to do it?
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, I feel like the only reason you would watch that movie is, like, to see if that they would do it.
Essentially.
Yeah. Because no. The way you describe it, it sounds like an SNL skit.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
No.
That sounds like a fake movie someone would be watching in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And they're like
that was crying. So uncomfortable to watch. I'm like, oh no, it's as bad as I described it.
Dude, it really is.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe I remember this wrong.
Brad Jr.
Because like the house is on fire, the dad got shot or something. I don't know. And
sounds pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's like just the panel like up when they're like, no.
But I couldn't help but still give it like 2.5 stars. You know.
Oh, that's generous.
Yeah.
You want to like it, but
there's good stuff, I guess. Then I watched Bring Her Back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I saw that movie. That
yeah, we saw
good.
It with mom in theaters.
I can't believe you took mom to this.
Mama's
annoying.
Is so funny to watch movies with. Someone will be doing something that's clearly bad. She's like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Like,
yes. And what was worse is she was like tipsy. Yeah. So she was a yapper. So
she's
a,
she'll like look at somebody like, ooh, she's kind of creepy.
Like, and then whenever she
full
would,
theater.
I mean, it was. I was telling her, I was like, you gotta be quiet. Like,
yeah.
Well, she was like,
she'd be offended that you told her to shut
up. Oh, yeah. Literally, she was leaning over to you the whole time. And so I saw that and I felt bad for you. So I like nudged her and I was like, Mom, like, this is not the movie to be doing this.
Yeah.
And especially because it just came out. Like, I feel like if it came out like a while ago,
I was really
ago,
excited
fine,
for this but... movie. Yeah. So, what'd you think?
Yeah, dude, fuck that lady. She's crazy.
She's crazy. She's so good at gaslighting, dude.
Oh, absolutely the worst.
Yeah, LeBron of gaslighting, that lady.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a downer for sure. But, like, I think I like kind of like a tragedy kind of thing, you know? I think it was, like, written better than Talk to Me.
Oh, I disagree.
I think there's just, like, more thought put into it. But Talk to Me is like more fun or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like the, I don't know.
I feel like Talk to Me is like more original. I feel like Bring Her Back is something like, I feel like you could find in a different movie too.
There's a lot of like poor, like caretaker movies and stuff like that out there. But like I think it was just like the resurrection thing that she was going for.
The way that they did the resurrection thing is creative. It's like a fun twist on when people try and resurrect a dead child because they're mourning really bad. You know what I mean? So I think they did that really well. But I think, the Talk to Me feels more original. I think just that flows like really well because I rewatched it like a couple weeks ago with Sophie and it's just like a wildly entertaining movie to me.
Yeah.
But this one, there's definitely some scenes that are like burned into my mind.
Yeah, dude, that I think about that knife scene. Like,
I know.
Oh my god.
I can't. I don't even know
like, if I watched the whole thing.
Like the sound where like
I wish I closed my eyes.
The brother's like cutting the cantaloupe or whatever.
Yeah.
He looks away and then
he's
just,
like, oh, you want some?
Just gnawing on it.
And, like, oh, yeah. It was like, goes, like in between. Oh my god.
I wish I would have actually dead ass closed my eyes.
I'm sure some people looked away, but I was just like,
the fact that once I heard the noise and it wasn't on him, I was like, I already know what's happening right now.
Don't give that dude a fucking knife.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like he's like gnawing on like the wooden countertop.
Yeah.
And like, ew.
That stuff's gross. And then when he
they love mouth horror shit.
I know.
Oh, God,
and I'm here for it.
Yeah, when he like gnaws on his forearm.
Yeah, dude, he like takes like a piece in it. Yeah, like a big hangnail. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
That was really gross. Yeah. So that's the stuff that'll stick in my head. I think the element of like there being a blind sister, they do it well, I think, in that movie without it being like corny.
Yeah,
because she'll like accidentally discover the kid being like really fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
But she's blind, so she's like, ah.
Yeah, I really liked it, honestly. I think all the characters like played a really good part in it.
Yeah.
Like none of them were like, we could have left him out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
everyone's important.
Yeah.
There's only like five characters really, but
that like blind sport seems really fun.
Oh yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this? That's awesome.
I want to see that.
I want to be blindfolded and figure this out.
Yeah, I know. It seems fun. Do you remember that?
No.
She went to
blind daycare. Like,
I remember that part, but I don't remember what game it was.
It was like some weird bowling volleyball thing where they had to like be on the ground and they like roll it and you have to listen.
They like slide left and right. Yeah. And then I think there's a goal. It seemed like just like soccer.
Just some sort of adaptive soccer thing.
It seemed really cool.
It's cool. Yeah. Do you remember that scene where the mother like punches her in the face?
I was literally just about to say that. That was.
She like sprays a bunch of Axe spray and punches her in the face and runs. I think we were laughing.
We were laughing so hard. Because no way, bro. Yeah. And it wasn't like punch. It was just pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, when you say punch, I'm like, did she punch her? But no, it was like a hit or whatever.
Yeah, it was like a...
That's like awful, though. It's like, I can't even imagine doing that.
So mean.
I like when the brother, like, they like give us hope for like a second because they get the person from like the foster care or whatever. She sees everything.
Yeah.
But then the mom just hits her with a car.
Oh, like, fuck, dude, we were so close. And the brothers.
Yeah.
So devastating.
And I wish the brother lived.
The sister finds her brother and can like knows his face well enough to like feel it. And then
it was
feel
the same
that devastation.
Situation their dad was in it.
Yeah.
Too. That found him in the bathroom too. Yeah.
There were some points that I was confused about, but Serena actually explained it to me pretty well. So I was glad that I watched it with you, but
like what she was going for, or
like what was happening in the movie? Like the kid would eat somebody's like DNA and then like morph into that person, kind of. Like I didn't catch that really, because there's a scene where like the dad
came back
while the brother was in the shower, and he like sees his dad like on the other side of the
glass.
He like actually morphs into people based off their
DNA. Oh, because he eats the hair.
Yeah, eats the hair.
Fuck. When he fell and hit his head, there was like a he like blinked multiple times, and it was his dad, and then he blinked, and then it was that kid, and then he blinked again, and then
Remember
that?
What?
I thought it was like a hallucination kind of thing.
Well, I thought it was too, but I think you were right that he, because he kind of like starts morphing into them.
Because he ate the hair.
Yeah, which is why she keeps.
I thought it was just like the kid's like a little demon or whatever. He's got to eat somebody that you want to resurrect and then just puke it into like a host body kind of thing. And then that's, it's supposed to transfer the soul or whatever. And that's all I got from that. But
yeah.
Yeah, crazy stuff. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Good movie.
So I look forward to see like what else they do.
Yeah, me too. I think they said that they were going to do another Talk to Me.
Talk to Me?
Talk to Me.
Yeah, so that'd be cool.
Did y'all ever watch Smile or no?
No, not yet.
Mm. Smile 2?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't watch Smile 2, but I watched Smile 1. But Smile 2 didn't seem that interesting to me.
I think if you like the first one, you like the second one.
Yeah, people seem to like
it's like consistent. Mm. The best thing about Smile 1 is like the last like 10 minutes or whatever. But yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You could just look that up, that part up on YouTube or whatever.
You think Sophie would like that one?
The first one or the second?
First one.
It's.
Yeah, it's not jump scary. It's just kind of like, it's honestly kind of stupid.
Cool.
Because I'm like. Because like some people's smiles like are just kind of maybe cringy.
Uneasy.
Like I don't even know if it makes me uneasy. It's just like I don't think they look scary necessarily. And like you can like see the acting kind of thing. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the opposite. I thought it was scary. I wasn't expecting it to be, but I think like some of the people that were in the first ones, their smile actually looked like the cover where it was like way exaggerated.
Yeah.
And so that's what made it uneasy to me. So. I think she would like.
That one's on my radar.
Cal Penn is in that one, the first one.
Who?
Cal Penn.
Who's that?
Harold Kumar.
Oh, really?
Kumar is in it.
Cool.
There's a scene that it's actually really funny that I like.
That's cool. But she's been like working herself up to watching Long Legs.
Yeah, she told me.
she really wants to go for it, and I'm like, okay.
I wouldn't do that to her.
That's like
she wants to.
You need to watch it in the dark.
I wouldn't even watch it again.
I'm gonna force her to watch it in the dark because that's what I had to do. It scared the fuck out of me.
And loud, the fact that it was like louder than like when you would watch it at home made it even worse too. Because like
I didn't think my heart was beating for like 30 minutes of the first 30 minutes.
Beginning. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was trying to act nonchalant, but it.
I was with you. I was with you guys, but if I was like with Sarah, I would probably be like, we should just go.
Really?
Yeah, like we don't have to watch this. No, this is fucking dumb.
This movie sucks. Nicolas Cage can't act. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, he's not scary.
Did you know they're coming out with a Michael Myers game?
I did see that Halloween
game.
That looks
sick.
Oh, really?
That's cool. Yeah.
That can be fun. Mm-hmm. Are you Michael Myers? Or are you like people?
I think you're. Probably the person that's getting chased, but the trailer the sneak peek that I saw, it was like a third person view, so it was like you saw the people and Michael Myers, so I don't really
maybe you're
know.
Both
maybe yeah
sounds like is it like a story game or is it
yeah let me show you
yeah
it looks cool
because I think he's in Dead by Daylight if you that, know what that is.
I really like the animation
as like DLC too. Or something.
Or like, yeah, there's like a ton of DLC in that. There's like the Five Nights at Freddy's, one of them is in it now, and like Demogorgon.
Do they have like little stories or something? Like or little campaigns, or it's just a character?
It's like a competitive game.
I don't think that makes it like as legitimate as like a Halloween game, you know?
Yeah, right. But I'm wondering if it's like that, because there's a Predator game that's kind of like that, where it's like someone plays a Predator and the other people are like people trying to do some sort of objective.
Mm.
It's got a single player and a multiplayer experience.
Oh.
Nice, dude. We can kill each other.
That'd be fun.
Does Jackson have an Xbox or a PS5?
He has a PS5 and a PC.
Okay.
When I told him we had an Xbox when we were younger, he was like, And I was like, I low-key think Xbox better.
It's better, I think.
Yeah. I like the... Michael Myers looks a little off because his body looks small, but I think it looks good.
Okay. So it's not like a gameplay trailer or anything, but...
No. It just kind of like shows you...
Yeah, like a cinematic trailer.
There's a single player experience, so I assume there's some sort of story thing there. But that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
But Rena, do you want to read a vampire book, a zombie book, a body horror book, or like a sci-fi horror book?
Body horror.
What is the title? What are we reading?
Yeah.
So what I have is 30 Days of Night.
Okay.
Which I think is vampires. There is another Archie horror book. It's called Jughead: The Hunger.
I heard about that.
That one's zombie? I think Jughead is a zombie.
Yeah. That seems fun.
Plastic Man No More.
Okay, nice.
Which is a body horror. That might be not as scary as like you might think.
Oh. No, it's not a scary one.
Okay, never mind.
Do you still want to do that one?
Yeah.
For horror? Okay.
I like that book.
And then there's Remina by Junji Ito, who did the Shiver book.
Oh.
And he does like it's like a sci-fi horror book.
Sci-fi meaning like?
There's like an evil planet.
Okay. Oh, that seems cool. Well, what do you think would be the best? Because honestly, I don't care.
Either Remina or 30 Days of Night.
Okay.
Let's have one for Remina.
Yeah, I'm down.
Remina. Cool. More manga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Manga book. You just said you want a manga.
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Do you know any? Oh, no. We already decided which Christmas one to do, huh?
Yeah, we can always change it, but.
Nothing new has like come out.
Not that's really.
Coming. That I've seen.
Yeah, it's just would be like Happy or Friday, but Friday is like a, I think it's like a murder mystery that's like based around Christmas time.
Yeah,
it's like snowy and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think it'll be good. It's like one of our like favorite writers.
A lot of like Christmas comics are like Christmas episodes in a TV show where it's like,
yeah,
Hallmark.
It's just like it'll be like a Christmas episode of like Bob's Burgers or something.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Where it's like,
or Law and Order.
Yeah, or Law and Order.
Got you.
So it's just kind of like Christmas themes, or they'll do something for Christmas, and then, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you guys think would be the best to read.
Yeah, I think Remna.
Cool. Nathan, what are we going to read next week? What are we going to read next week?
I don't know. What's coming out? Is there anything coming out?
Nothing.
All right.
But we do have an open week, but we do have another suggestion from a viewer, listener. He watches YouTube, but
nice.
We were recommended Little Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we were talking about that. Well, we read, what was it called?
Precious Metal. Which is kind of pretty cool.
We were kind of blown away by that. So, yeah,
have you gotten other like suggestions, that one? Or
we've gotten other suggestions.
Nice.
Some for us, some not for us, you know?
Some of them I don't like.
I don't know. What was the first thing we recommended?
Arcadia?
No.
Well, no, that was more recent. But the first thing was like, I forget what the first one was.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's been too long.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll be on our 300th episode around Christmas time. So it's a lot.
Pretty exciting.
I forget stuff.
Yeah, I forget
stuff. Anyway, sounds good. We're going to read Little Bird.
Sweet.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. We got a link tree in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe, stuff like that.
Thanks, Serena, for coming on.
Thank you, Rena.
Thank you for having me.
That very scary book. I hope you have nightmares.
That's a go. I hope you have nightmares about demons
calling you gay or whatever.
She said she wanted to be on. I'm like, we're doing a Conjuring book. It might be bad. She's like, okay.
You didn't tell me it was going to be bad.
I literally texted you. I'm like, it might be bad.
Oh, okay.
So it's your fault for coming.
Yeah.
We were going to do it regardless.
Yeah.
Email in. Tell us a good horror book. If you know a good one that we have not read.
Yep. Have you had Lynn on yet?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, like once or twice. Times. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And goodbye. Or traderspot@gmail.com to email. And goodbye.
Bye.